AviationPros.com is the portal website for AMT, Airport Business, and Ground Support Worldwide magazines. Visit daily for breaking news, industry blogs, and insightful articles from our magazine's editorial team. And don't forget to sign up for our publication's daily e-newsletters. It's all at AviationPros.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Aviation Pros Podcast. I'm Joe Petrie, Editor-in-Chief of Airport Business Magazine. With the COVID-19 pandemic gripping the world, Austin Bergstrom International Airport hosted the Jetstream Music Festival with more than 20 other airports on May 6th. I recently spoke with Austin's music coordinator, Michael Pennock, about the festival and its impact on the nation. Okay, so the first question I had for you was, how did you come up with the Jetstream Music Festival idea?
Well, as you know, Austin is the live music capital of the world, and at Austin Bergstrom International Airport, our music program started in 99 and has grown over the years. And, you know, we were at 31 shows a week with 7 venues and opening an 8th. So, you know, it's part of what Austin is. You know, we really reach out to the community and support the musicians. And with a pandemic, basically right before South by Southwest, one of our giant music festivals, you know, we had to stop all the music. So, you know, we just were thinking, you know, what can we do to help support the musicians in these trying times? So we thought about, you know, let's throughout the music community in Austin and really all over, a lot of musicians are streaming concerts. And we thought, well, you know, let's do a streaming concert and feature some local musicians. And then our Austin team was like, you know, let's step it up and, you know, see if some other airports want to be a part of it.
Ed, what kind of reaction did you get when you pitched this idea to some of the local music artists?
Well, immediately, the musicians really love the airport gigs. You know, they're playing during peak, you know, afternoon flight time. So they do a gig in the afternoon, and then they're able to go play additional gigs. So they, you know, they really love the program. And so when it stopped, a lot of them were not only hurting for the work, but again, you know, it's a unique gig. For them to lose that gig, it was, I think, heartbroken for a lot of them. But once I reached out, they were like, of course. Everybody I talked to was, you know, really, really positive and wanted to be involved.
There were over 20 airports that were involved with the Jetstream as well. So were you surprised by the big buy-in by everyone else? And why do you think they were all so willing to get involved?
Well, initially, you know, we reached out to a few airports and we thought, hey, maybe we'll end up with 5 or 6 additional airports. And it just, from then on, people just kept, you know, different airports kept wanting to be involved. And we actually had to stop the registration just because we ended up with 23 total airports. And, you know, the stream itself ended up being almost 4 hours long, which is great. So, but yes, many of the airports were super excited. You know, it's bringing light to, you know, the creative communities and musicians in their respected cities. So they all thought it was a great idea. And there was a bunch of, you know, several airports that were, you know, bummed that they couldn't be involved. So we're, you know, looking at, you know, possibly doing some more.
Excellent. So overall, I mean, it sounds like you're pretty pleased with the performances. What were some of the highlights for you?
Well, yeah, I mean, I was, there's so much amazing local talent out there. And I was blown away how great the performances were. Some that just come to mind, I guess, Lauren Elsie from Cincinnati was great. Chill Moody from Philadelphia was also fantastic. Big Blitz from Pittsburgh. and Tomo Nakamaya from Seattle, and then of course Gina Chavez from Austin, Texas, represented and just, you know, of course killed it. We love her so much. But yeah, to be honest with you, you know, all the musicians were fantastic, and it was a, you know, great diverse range of music.
So let me ask this then, what impact do you hope this concert was able to have for the public?
Well, really, the big thing is, you know, we wanted to, you know, reach out and, you know, just have continued support, you know, to assist our creative community in this time. I mean, again, there's so many of the musicians, you know, it's hard. It was hard to get by before, you know, as a musician, and, you know, just really bringing light to support those musicians.
And you said there's potentially more of these in the works. Will it be about the same format, or will you think it'll be anything different?
You know, I think, you know, there's ways, you know, we're actually going to be meeting soon to look at what worked and what we can do better. And, but yeah, the format was great. You know, we, not only again did we were we able to feature the musicians, and they were able to accept some tips and make some extra money, but we also highlighted local charities that were doing good in the different communities, you know, during the pandemic. And then a lot of airports had a representative talk briefly about their airport and what they're doing, and it was great. I mean, honestly, I am so happy with how this all panned out, and I believe the format will be similar, but, you know, we're looking at ways to improve it.
Wonderful. Thank you. And I thank you very much for putting on such a great show last week.
Thank you so much.
Thanks again for listening to today's podcast. For the latest information on the pandemic's impact on aviation, make sure to subscribe to the Airport Business Daily newsletter. And don't forget to check out the summer issue of Airport Business. I'm Joe Petrie. Thanks for listening.